Today, a challenge awaits them as they're in the Hanson Classic in Mitchell with a lot of very good teams among the best in A and B here. And among those is the team they'll face today. It's the Bridgewater Emory Huskies taking on the Highmore Herald Pirates. We're at the Corn Palace in Mitchell for the Hanson Classic and high school basketball. 1060 103.1 KGFX is brought to you by Highmore Health. Crystal Fulkerson, American Family Insurance Agent in Highmore. Also, the Highmore Herald, Heartland State Bank and Heartland Financial Services, the Highmore Clinic, Jan Bussey Ford, Mashick Food Center, CK Cattle and Wager Cattle Company, and Venture Communications. And these in-game sponsors help bring you high school basketball on KGFX, Becky Ponsip of State Farm Insurance, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Montana Dakota Utilities, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office Division of Consumer Protection, Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pierre, Actegra, CHS River Plains, Bowman Lumber. And I'll bring you our player of the game on our post-game today and keep track of who's ahead of today's game with the Wegner Auto scoreboard. Wegner Auto is the one place to go. South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in the capital city, Pierre. They've been there since 1907. We're glad to have you with us. Our studio coordinator is Trinity Pearson. And a reminder, too, you can see this game at the KGFX page of the DRG News app brought to you by Golden Buffalo Casino and at drgnews.com. Just scroll down to where it says KGFX Sports Video, and you shall see it there. This will be the second of nine games today in the Hanson Classic. The first one has become a thriller. Lennox is trying to hold on after a great comeback down at one point to the Dubrook area Dolphins by 10. The Orioles have come back and have a 44-43 lead with only 0.4 of a second to play in Dubrook area with the ball in the front court. So they're going to have to inbound quickly and get a good shot. But for Highmore Herald, as they prepare to take on Bridgewater Emory, a very good start to their season. 5 wins, 2 losses for Mike Ring's team. By the way, Lennox does hang on for that win. They've beaten James Valley Christian. They've beaten Potter County. They've beaten Westington Springs and Stanley County, with losses coming to a pretty good Jones County team and to a pretty good Faulkton area team. And that's what's happened so far for Mike Ring's Pirates. Bridgewater Emory last played against Ethan on Tuesday, and that was a 69-42 win. One of their losses to another team that's here, Viberg Hurley. The other loss to an excellent St. Thomas More team. So the Pirates know they're going to have their hands full today. Two teams with plenty of scoring. This is the Becky Ponsiba State Farm pregame show. Becky Ponsiba State Farm Insurance in Pierre and Gregory. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Stick around. Our keys to success on the way. We'll visit with Highmore Herald head coach Mike Ring. We'll do so when we return to the Corn Palace in Mitchell in 2 minutes. This is high school basketball on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
Every team knows that the two-point play can be a winning move. And that's why the team at Ponsiba State Farm Insurance are here to help you go for two by combining your home and auto insurance. It's a great call that saves you time and money. So go for the win and score savings by combining your home and auto. Just another way they're here to help life go right. Call Ponsiba State Farm Insurance at 224-4173 today.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
The Highmore Clinic welcomes new and established patients, offering wellness and acute care for all ages, including immunizations, lab testing, telehealth, and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available. Most major insurances are accepted. Call 852-2238 for the Highmore Clinic. Good luck this season, athletes. From the Highmore Clinic, assuring access to quality health care.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Crystal at Crystal Volkerson Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
At the Corn Palace in Mitchell, our keys to success in the Becky Possible State Farm pregame. We're with the head coach of the Highmore Herald Pirates, Mike Ring, as his team gets ready for a good win today against Bridgewater Emory. A little over a week since you played, but Mike, a good win for you against a good Sully Buttes team.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just a nice team. Always fundamentally sound and make you earn everything on offense because they're such a good defensive team. And we had to stay in that game. I mean, they had us on the ropes late in the third quarter, start the fourth quarter, and very proud of our girls to just keep hanging in there. And we just made just enough buckets to get to overtime. And overtime, we kind of played very well in overtime. Maybe our best offense was in overtime. So what a good time for that to happen for our kids.
You've got a core of seniors that are certainly experienced and. Yeah. Not only for all them, but for everybody else. Today is a really good test for them to see, hey, we want to keep playing in Linda March. This is the sort of team we're going to see.
Oh, for sure. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, we're definitely going to get put to the test today. Just Bridgewater Emory puts a nice athletic team out there that, again, will bring a solid defensive effort. They have a nice post player. So we kind of maybe match up a little bit well with each other. You know, our post player tends to lead us in scoring. They more have an all-state or caliber guard that probably, but they have other kids that shoot the ball very well. We're probably not going to get to do some of our defensive schemes that we do. You pretty much got to guard everybody, it looks like, and that's what should happen in better competitive games. So it'll be a nice game for us this time of the year, and hopefully we can go out there and compete. And if we win, that's really big. If we can compete, that helps us moving forward.
It certainly does, and it's a great test, and it'll be a good one for Mike Ring's Highmore Hill Pirates today here at the Hanson Classic against Bridgewater Emory. Thank you for the time. Great to see you. Good luck today and the rest of the way.
Thank you very much.
And coming up, our starting lineups and our Law on the Court from the Corn Palace in Mitchell. More in 2 minutes on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Highmore Health is a 44-bed skilled care facility that provides quality care in a home-like atmosphere. The staff at Highmore Health will treat your family member like they're one of their own, providing daily activities, physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They're Medicare and Medicaid certified, too. Highmore Health looks forward to continuing to provide quality, loving care for their residents and families, as well as exploring innovative new options for services. For more information or a tour, call 605-852-2255.
Mashick Food Center is your affiliated foods Midwest hometown grocer in Highmore. They carry the finest fresh produce, quality meats, and they also offer Wonder Roast broasted chicken and pork tenderloins. So delicious. And you still receive full carryout service just like the good old days. Mashick Food Center has Highmore Pirate clothing so you can show your school spirit. They welcome WIC and food stamps and are open 7 days a week. They're proud to help bring you this broadcast. Mashick Food Center in Highmore.
Heartland State Bank is locally owned and serves South Dakotans with banks in Redfield, Tulare, Wessington, and Highmore. The friendly and knowledgeable staff of Heartland State Bank are ready to assist you with personal or commercial accounts and loan services. They also offer convenient online banking. And you can count on Heartland Financial Services to help you with all of your insurance needs, home, auto, farm, crop, all insurances. Heartland State Bank and Heartland Financial Services Incorporated, member FDIC.
Good luck to all the Highmore Herald teams from the Highmore Herald, which has been serving the Highmore Herald area, distributing the local newspaper each week for over 139 years. The Herald offers all types of commercial printing, black and white or color copy, and fax service. They can order wedding and party supplies. They're the local distributor for Watkins Products and the local Buell's Laundry drop-off location. See them for stadium chairs and support the local team in style and comfort. They also invite you to check out home events on Venture Channel 381. That's the Highmore Herald newspaper in Highmore.
The Corn Palace in Mitchell. It is the Hanson Classic, a great day of girls basketball, the 39th annual Girls Hanson Classic. Of course, the Boys Hanson Classic will be here next Saturday. Lyman Raiders and the White River Tigers included in that. And those games, Darren Broyle will bring to you next Saturday, 94.5, 100.5 KPLO. later today. We should know what those are. And by the way, speaking of Darren, they and Brian Oakland will team up to bring you the rest of the Jones County Invitation, and we'll tell you about that on KPLO. That happens later today. But here, Highmore Herald in Bridgewater, Emory at the Girls Hanson Classic. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team and reminds you to buckle up every trip, every time. Just a few minutes away from the opening tip, so let's bring you today's Montana Dakota Utilities starting lineups. First, for the Bridgewater Emory Huskies, Casey Meyer, a 5'5 junior, 7.1 points, 2.8 rebounds a game, an assist too, and she's hit 8 three-pointers. Joining her in the backcourt, Kara Meyer, she is a 5'5 senior, 2.8 points, 1.1 rebounds a game, and the post 5'10 sophomore, Taylor Schallenkamp. They've got good post players. Schallenkamp, 8.6 points, 4.4 rebounds a game. And also in the post, Chloe Schmidt, a 6-foot junior. Chloe at 8.8 points, 7.1 rebounds, and 2.1 assists a game. Their leading scorer is 5'8 senior wing player Julia Weber, 13 points, 4 rebounds a game. She's at 12 threes. She averages nearly 3 steals a game. Head coach Jesse Yetternis, in her 6th season as head coach of the Huskies, a record of 68-54. The Highmore Herald starting lineup comes your way in 30 seconds after this from Montana Dakota Utilities here on KGFX.
Montana Dakota Utilities' slogan, in the community to serve, goes beyond providing safe and reliable natural gas service. MDU and our dedicated employees are committed to the communities they serve, work, and live, just like the dedicated area students and coaches are committed to having the best season possible. Best of luck for a successful season to all area teams from Montana Dakota Utilities, proud to sponsor the area youth.
Courtney Mosier runs the point for Highmore Herald, but is a good scorer too. 7.1 points a game, 3.6 rebounds per game, and also she's hit 10 threes and averages over 3 assists. Also starting for the Pirates, it's Emily Shy. Emily is a 5'7 senior, 2.3 points, 2.7 rebounds a game, 3 assists also. Maddie Knox, 5'11 senior, plays down low, also a good playmaker from down low, 6.5 rebounds a game, but can hit some threes, 8, so she's an inside-outside player, 4.1 assists per game. And Grace Knox, the 5'10 senior, 12.7 points a game, she's the force inside, 6.7 rebounds, 32 block shots for Grace this season, and the leading scorer on the Pirates, Letha Jessen, the 5'11 senior, nearly a double-double is what she averages, 14.6 points and 9.7 rebounds, along with 2 steals a game for the veteran head coach Mike Ring in his 25th season as head coach of the Pirates, of course, also the athletic director at Highmore Herald. Those are the starting lineups. Now let's tell you about the law on the court. It's brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. And we'll introduce the officials for this morning's game in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
It's your lucky day. You've just won a sweepstakes and you received a cashier's check to cover the cost of claiming your winnings. All you need to do is deposit the check and wire a portion of the money to pay those fees. There's just one catch. It's a scam. If you deposit the check and wire the money, your bank will soon learn the check is a fake and you are responsible to pay it back. The Attorney General's Office of Consumer Protection wants you to know that counterfeit check scams are on the rise. For more information, contact their office, 1-800-300-1986.
Officials for this second game of the Girls Hanson Classic are Bob Creetlow, Donnie Kaiser, and Derek Denning. The Law on the Court is brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Bridgewater Emory's lineup has been introduced. Highmore Herald's lineup being introduced right now, so we are not too far from the Lynn's Dakota Mart Fort Pier opening tip. Let's hear from the good folks at Lynn's Dakota Mart, and we'll get it going here on this Saturday morning from Mitchell in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
Welcome to Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pier. Check out their selection in the meat, produce, and deli department. The freshest and best quality in the area. Check out their hardware department as well as the rest of the store. Don't see what you need? Just ask. Their friendly staff is more than happy to help in any way possible. For any gathering, large or small, Lynn's Dakota Mart is there for you. Special orders and requests too. Smart grocery shopping takes a little TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pier. Thrifty, local, convenient.
So here we go. Courtney Mosier, Emily Scheid, Maddie Knox, Grace Knox, Letha Jessen for the Highmore Herald Pirates. For Bridgewater Emory, it is Casey Lyer along with Kara Meyer, but not to Taylor Schellenkamp and Morgan Updegraff. We'll tell you why in a bit. Julia Weber and Cole Oe Schmidt. Updegraff coming off a great gamer last time out. Ball in the air. Tip comes to Bridgewater Emery. We're in a corner. They're moving at the basket away from us. We hope you enjoy the action on this Saturday morning here on KGFX. Good lob pass down low from Chloe Schmidt to Julia Weber for the first two of the game. Now, Updegraff is coming off 19 points, a season high. She was off the bench in a win Tuesday at home over Ethan. Right drive, baseline. Courtney Mosier came to the right block and tied the game at two for Highmore Herald. And this is the sort of game we may see today. Mike Ring said it, two pretty similar teams. Bridgewater Emery, Chloe Schmidt down row in the right block, turnaround up to Graff, left the shot short. And the rebound came down to Grace Knox for Highmore Herald. Left of the lane, here is a drive by Letha Jessen, and she drew a foul. Letha, the leading scorer on this Pirate team. 5-2 is their record. The foul is on Julia Weber. That is her first. Now, a couple of free throws, and you can expect to see some foul shots today because this is the way both of these teams like to play. Highmore Herald shoots 65% at the foul line. Jessen missed the first of two. 2-2 at 7:09 in the first quarter. Boy, for basketball fans, this is these Hanson Classics are great events. The people at Hanson really put it together well, but second of nine games here today. There'll be basketball till about 11 o'clock tonight. Jessen hits the second, and Highmore Herald is taking a 3-2 lead. Lob for Chloe Schmidt. Left wing here is Updegraff. A three is coming. It is missing. Jessen's right up there for the rebound for Highmore Herald. They come back to the basket near us. It is a right wing jumper. This is by Maddie Knox. It's missing, but Jessen rebounds. Another opportunity, this one by Emily Scheid, and that misses. And now Schellenkamp is into the game. Taylor made the rebound for Bridgewater Emery. Casey Meyer with a right wing jumper. She hit a three. Casey Meyer with the first three. This team will make some. That's a number nine for Casey Meyer. It's 5-3 Bridgewater Emery. Here is a drive right baseline all the way, but Mosier, Courtney left it short. And Chloe Schmidt with the rebound before Highmore Herald takes it away on the other end. Bridgewater Emery on top. 5:56 in the first quarter. Jessen couldn't hang on to the ball, but Grace Knox is there to help her out. In the lane a long time, and that's, boy, 3-second call. You could see it coming. Knox had been camped in the lane, and the 3-second whistle, the official had the whistle in his mouth before Knox picked up the ball. She was the player who was caught. And Casey Meyer brings it into the front court for Bridgewater Emery. At the bucket away from us, Julia Weber. Now on the right side, hesitating, is Schellenkamp off the hands of Schmidt, but there to take it is Updegraff, lobbing for Schmidt at the right foul line extended. 17 on Bridgewater Emery's shot clock. Out front to Casey Meyer. 5:26 in the first quarter. Down to nine to shoot as the handoff comes to Schellenkamp. To Schmidt, down low, turning around, firing from six and missing is Weber. Highmore Herald rebounds. It is Courtney Mosier. And into the front court, good rebounder too, although she's only 5'3". But that's about 1-2, as coaches say. Up front, it's Grace Knox. On the left baseline, left short by Letha Jessen. Julie Weber with a rebound for Bridgewater Emery. Still a 5-3 Bridgewater Emery lead. We are at 4:50 in the first quarter. Schmidt with a pass, oh, and getting a hand on it was Maddie Knox of Highmore Herald, and the Pirates take it away. Knox with it on right wing. Took the feed from Emily Shy. Turn around in the wing for Jessen. Counted with a foul as she took a hat from Chloe Schmidt. It's a 5-all tie now after Schmidt's first foul. Letha Jessen will try to complete the three-point play. Just a good strong move by the leading scorer on this team, Jessen. Here comes Kara Meyer in for Taylor Schellenkamp for Bridgewater Emery. So, game's tied for the second time. And Jessen will try to give Highmore Herald the lead for the second time with this free throw, which is good. 6-5, Highmore Herald. 4:32, good first quarter. Of course, it's been 8 days, as Mike Ring mentioned, since that overtime win over Salty Buttes. That was 54-50 in Highmore a week ago last night. Supposed to play yesterday in the first round of the 281 tournament. That's been postponed. We'll tell you about that when the opportunity comes about. Casey Meyer, right wing. It is Julio Weber down to 8 on the shot clock now for Bridgewater Emory. Casey Meyer up top, 4 on the timer, 3. Right, Drummer from the right of the lane. Good, nice move by Casey Meyer, and she's up to 5. And Bridgewater Emory gains the lead back. It is 7-6, 3:51 left first quarter here at the Corn Palace in Mitchell. Right wing, a jumper swish. It's Maddie Knox from 17 feet. Took it from Grace Knox. Maddie's first two. Bridgewater and Highmore Herald leads again, 8-7. 9-7, I should say, with 3:32 in the first. That was a three-pointer. Pardon my confusion. Schmidt down low, missed the shot, however. Maddie Knox with a rebound. Two three-point lines here. Of course, Dakota Wesleyan plays their home games here, so there's a three-point line for high school and one for college. Here's a three-pointer from the left side, but this one's off the back of the rim by Knox. Deflected and came to Maddie Knox for an offensive board, and then Maddie is fouled. So 9-7 Highmore Herald. This foul is number 2 on Chloe Schmidt. Very important player for Bridgewater Emory. I'll have to be careful now with her second and team foul number 3. Reagan Westcott is coming to the game for Highmore Herald. Sophomore. Reagan is 5'6". Inbound from the baseline, just below us. And Schmidt knocked it out of bounds. Didn't let Jessen reach the pass, but again, we say Schmidt's got to be careful with two fouls now. Courtney Mosier. Reagan Westcott it is, who will inbound to Courtney Mosier. And another hand and a pass, and knocked away by Bridgewater Emory. 3:11 left, first quarter. Highmore Herald 9, Bridgewater Emory 7, game number 2 of the girls Hanson Classic. It'll be inbounded. Soon as someone comes open, and that is Westcott, left wing, followed by Schallenkamp. 3:05 in the first. Into Jessen, turn around, left lane line from 10 feet, good. Jessen's up to 6, and it's 11-7 Highmore Herald. Longest lead for either team so far. Pirates are up 4 with 2:53 left in the first quarter. Lob for Schmidt past Jessen, but she's on a high post. Left wing, it is Kara Meyer. Brings it back out front. And really a man defense. They're kind of sagging off a little bit. Up to Graf, left wing. Oh, here's a travel by Taylor Schallenkamp for the third Bridgewater Emory turnover. Julia Weber returns. Here comes Chloe Schmidt to the bench. Wondered when Jesse Edernitz would make that move. She does here. And Highmore Herald brings Maddie Knox back into the game as Letha Jessen will have her first rest. 2:35, first quarter. Reagan Westcott, along with Courtney Mosier, Maddie Knox, and Grace Knox for Highmore Herald, along with Shy. Turnaround in the lane from 6 feet. Good for Grace Knox, and Grace's first two of the game. Now, 13-7. Highmore Herald by 6. They've scored the last 7 points. 2:10 first quarter. Left wing Weber, here comes a 3 for her. And Highmore Herald trying to save that rebound, and they do so. Knox after a good play. Grace Knox had it after a good play by Maddie Knox to keep that ball in play. Left corner below us, it's a Brooke Palmer who's coming to the game for Highmore Herald, replacing Shy. Turnaround in the lane, spinning, hitting Grace Knox again, this time from 7 feet. Now Jesse Yedernis wants a 30-second at Tegra timeout as it's a 9-0 run for Highmore Herald. They're up 15-7 over Bridgewater Emory, 1:47 left in the first quarter. We'll take a 30-second at Tegra timeout here on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Don't miss the 5th annual production sale of CK Cattle and Wager Cattle Company Saturday, February 12th at 3 p.m. at the CK Cattle Sale Facility in Highmore. Selling 90 Sim and Sim Angus bulls along with bred heifers. High-quality, functional cattle that will work in any situation asked of them. Complete performance and ultrasound data available on the bulls. Check out ckeffling.com or call Chris Effling at 605-769-0142. The sale will be broadcast on DV Auction. Station.
Acres Ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra Cooperative today. Bridgewater Emery find themselves down 8 thanks to a good run by Highmore Herald, 15-7. 1:37 left in the first quarter. Julia Weber for Bridgewater Emery in their home white uniforms, base what they wear at home. Blue numerals and letters and trim. Highmore Herald in red. Black numerals and letters in white trim with black piping. Here is a double dribble called on Kara Meyer. Bridgewater Emery has turned it over now for the fourth time. And Highmore Herald has it back, looking to continue this 9-0 run. Minute 23 left in the first quarter. As Grace Knox re-enters, Reagan Westcott comes to Mike Ring's bench. But everyone has contributed so far. Jessen leading scoring with 6 for Highmore Herald. Grace Knox with 4. 1:20 in the first. Pirate basketball. Brooke Palmer. Skip it way over on the right side to Mosier. 3 by Courtney. Missed everything, but Letha Jessen's there for an offensive rebound. Highmore Herald starts it over again. Mosier again with a right wing 3. This one off the rim. Jessen trying to grab another offensive rebound. Can't quite do it. It is a dual possession with the arrow to Highmore Herald. So the Pirates will keep the basketball. With 1:01 left in the first, pass to Jessen, a jumper in the lane from 7 feet. Good again, and Letha has an 8-point first quarter, 11 straight for Highmore Herald. The Pirates lead 17-7 at 50 seconds in the first quarter. Schallenkamp up top for Casey Meyer for Bridgewater Emery. It's been a long time since the Huskies have scored. Schallenkamp in the wing, left baseline, count up with a foul. Nice drop step, Schallenkamp. She'll head to the line to try to complete that 3-point play. After drawing the bump from Letha Jessen, and that is her first back. That's the first foul that's been called on this game on Highmore Herald. So it's 17-9 for Bridgewater Emery, and the 3-point play completed by Taylor Schallenkamp. This is a good foul shooting team, Bridgewater Emery, 70%. 17-10 Highmore Herald as they face some pressure now. 35 seconds left in the first quarter into the front court for Brooke Palmer on the left wing. Brooke up top to Maddie Knox. Mike Green says, hey, let's work things around, but they won't have the chance because Maddie Knox is called for a travel, the second turnover on Highmore Herald. 17-10 still for Highmore Herald. Bridgewater Emery will have it with the shot clock off and 25.6 left in the first quarter as they inbound. Julia Weber crosses the timeline and the logo that says the world's only corn palace. What a unique place. 16 seconds left in this first quarter, and Weber's just running the time down, switching hands, right, left, right-handed dribble again. Pass on the right side now for Kara Meyer with 6 seconds. 5, one-handed runner in the lane is missing. Grace Knox with a rebound. 1 second and just a heave off the glass from about 79 feet. Good first quarter for Highmore Herald. They have a 17-10 lead over Bridgewater Emery at the end of one on the Wegner Auto scoreboard. Wegner Auto and Pier, the one place to go. Second quarter for you in 1 minute from Mitchell. You're on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
At Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore, we've been building partnerships for life by treating our customers right, offering you a low-pressure sales process, no haggling over price, passing our low overhead savings on to you, providing a Ford-certified service department with 4 senior master technicians, fixing it right the very first time. We carry a good selection of new Fords and pre-owned, new or used ATVs, and all the top brands and trailers, including Aluma, Wilson, Sharp, PJ, and Big Tex. Stop by Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore or shop online at PioneerGarage.com.
Highmore Health is a 44-bed skilled care facility that provides quality care in a home-like atmosphere. The staff at Highmore Health will treat your family member like they're one of their own, providing daily activities, physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They're Medicare and Medicaid certified, too. Highmore Health looks forward to continuing to provide quality, loving care for their residents and families, as well as exploring innovative new options for services. For more information or a tour, call 605-852-2255.
Good start for Highmore Herald. They did lead by 11. The lead is 7 now. 17-10 as the second quarter begins. Bridgewater Emery with the arrow in the basketball. Schmidt is back in there. She has a couple of fouls, you know. Kara Meyer, here is a pass deflected, intercepted. Emily Scheid with the steal. The ball was deflected before that. Highmore Herald trying to build on their 7-point lead. Jessen, left wing. Mosier now, right block. Jessen turn around, outside the lane from 10. Missing, but the rebound by Maddie Knox at the shot blocked by Schmidt. However, it's regained by Emily Shy. And Highmore Herald keeps it going with a third opportunity right here on their first possession of this second quarter. A three on the right wing, good. This is Emily Scheid, who had one of the rebounds to keep that going. Now it is a 20-10 lead for Highmore Herald, their longest lead at 10. 1 minute gone in the second quarter. Kara Meyer, right wing for Bridgewater Emery. To Casey Meyer up top, lob going for Schmidt. Up, she was bumped by Letha Jessen, and that is number two on the Highmore Herald's leading scorer. She has both of the Highmore Herald fouls, and she comes out in favor of Grace Knox. So Letha Jessen on the bench for the moment. In to Weber. 18-footer from the left wing is missing. Schallenkamp, however, with the offensive rebound. That follow won't go. Loose on the second rebound try came to Brooke Palmer for Highmore Herald. Lob. This is for Grace Knox, standing in the old circle. Now steps back, fires an 18-footer that rattles around and stays down. Third bucket for Knox, just hesitated, saw no one else was open, then just shot it. Now it's a 12-point Highmore Herald lead, a 22-10, 6-13 first half. Great run here, 16-3 by the Pirates. Lob for Schmidt, right lane line, turns around, drives, had it deflected, came back to her, missed it. Schallenkamp trying to save it, but it comes instead to Emily Schein. So chances down low, a couple missing for Bridgewater Emery. Here is a left wing three. Mosier hit it for Highmore Herald. Her first three, a 15-point lead for Highmore Herald, a 25-10. And Bridgewater Emery head coach Jesse Edernes once in Actegra. Timeout. What a start for the Pirates. We'll take 30 here. You know, Acres Ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Actegra cooperative today. 5:45, first half in Mitchell. Highmore Herald 25, Bridgewater Emery 10. Back in 30 seconds on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Mashick Food Center is your affiliated foods Midwest hometown grocer in Highmore. They carry the finest fresh produce, quality meats, and they also offer Wonder Roast broasted chicken and pork tenderloins. So delicious. And you still receive full carryout service just like the good old days. Mashick Food Center has Highmore Pirate clothing so you can show your school spirit. They welcome WIC and food stamps and are open 7 days a week. They're proud to help bring you this broadcast. Mashick Food Center in Highmore.
Well, Highmore Herald's just doing a lot right so far. Shooting well at 56%, 10 of 18, 3 of 7 on threes. They're out-rebounding Bridgewater Emery 14-5, and they've only turned it over twice. Just a slight fly in the ointment is the two fouls on Letha Jessen, who's leading the Pirates with eight. She's on the bench, but boy, that's about the only thing that's even remotely wrong. Highmore Herald playing great and leading Bridgewater Emery 25-10. Huskies ball with 5:37 left in the half. Schallenkamp drive in the lane. Scoop missed short. Grace Knox comes up with a rebound. Another one for Highmore Herald is their rebounding advantage is now at 10. Right wing. This is Shy. Here comes a three for Emily off the rim, but Brooke Palmer grabs the long rebound. Highmore Herald starts over again, but a travel here on Grace Knox. And you may hear Mike Ring saying, hey, keep those feet moving. Not before the dribble, but make sure you keep them in tandem. 5:08 in the half. Bridgewater Emery ball down 15. Schmidt, right baseline coming down was Knox. Good pump fake there by Schmidt. Grace Knox was committed in the air, then crashed down upon Schmidt. Grace's first foul, it's the third on Highmore Herald, and Chloe Schmidt will head to the line for the first time today. And in a team of good foul shooters, she's just over 50% and now is at 50% as she missed the first of two. Kara Meyer out, Casey Meyer in for Bridgewater Emery. Thanks for joining us on this Saturday morning. It's a cold one, and Mitchell is below zero here. Last night. Second one also missed. Maddie Knox with a rebound for Highmore Herald, who leads 25-10 at 4:56 in the first half. Loose on the floor. Good steal by Taylor Schallenkamp, who took it right away from Maddie Knox, who then fouled her. Maddie's first, the fourth team foul, just the fourth turnover on Highmore Herald so far in this first half. Don't forget our Bauman Lumber Player of the Game comes after today's game in our post game. Don't forget, too, a programming note as we have the opportunity, but first it is Morgan Updegraft after the good game against Ethan the other night. Turn around and rolled it in for a first two. 25-12 for Bridgewater Emery, 4:38 and a half. Here is a pass knocked down. Knox couldn't handle it. Handled instead by Julia Weber of Bridgewater Emery. Huskies wanted to run, but Highmore Herald got back defensively. Bounced to Schmidt, right foul line extended for Schallenkamp, who laid it in. And head coach Mike Ring of Highmore Herald wants a 30-second timeout. He didn't like the way the defense went there. So Bridgewater Emery with four in a row. They've cut the Highmore Herald lead to 25-14 with 4:19 left in the first half. An Actegra timeout. We'll take 30 seconds and be back after that here on KGFX.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Crystal at Crystal Bowl Courtson Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
If you are a regular Saturday morning KGFX listener, you may have been expecting to hear Ranch It Up in the Bend. Well, they will be back next Saturday at their regular time, which is 10 a.m. on Saturday morning here on KGFX. Inbound, Brooke Palmer for Highmore Herald, who still leads 11-25-14, although Bridgewater Emery scored the last couple of buckets. Well, Chides lost her dribble, has to find someone open. It is Maddie Knox, who tried to waltz through the lane, but was fouled beforehand. If this is Grace Schmidt, it's her third, I believe. That's what they signaled, and they did. So the one of the post players for Bridgewater Emery is probably done for the half. Kara Myers back in for her. And Bridgewater Emery will have to find scoring from other places. A lob to Brooke Palmer inside, missing, rebounded Kara Meyer for Bridgewater Emery, who needs a run. They find themselves down 11. They were down 15. Left wing, a Kara Meyer three is short. Long rebound right to Grace Knox, who had been defending Kara. Down the right alley. Maddie Knox came to the left side after she was cut off. Handed it to Courtney Mosier. In the left corner, a three is coming. Short for Palmer. Rebound, Grace Knox. Offensive board. Turn around. Right lane line, no good. Another offensive board. Maddie Knox scores as the Pirates continue to do the job on the boards. 25-7-14. Highmore Herald now by 13 again with 3:12 left in the first half. That rebounding advantage is now 20-6 for Highmore Herald. On the other end, Julia Weber hits a jumper left of the lane for her second bucket. 27-16, Highmore Herald by 11 points. At 2:58, and what's been a good first half for the team in red, but a turnover here ends up in the hands of Julia Weber, all the way for a driving layup on a one-person break. She hit it. Julia now with 8, 27-18. Highmore Herald's lead 9, 2:40 in the first half. It was 15. After four lead changes early, a big Highmore Herald run. Grace Knox to Maddie Knox. Left wing. A shy three is coming. It's off the back iron. And Kara Meyer with a rebound for Bridgewater Emery as the Huskies try to make a run. Kara Meyer, right wing for Morgan Updegraff. Finds Casey Meyer. Right baseline. Cut off well there by Courtney Mosier. Now to Kara Meyer. Left lane line. No one open. Threw the ball away. Grace Knox picked it up for Highmore Herald. Front court right wing, leaves it for Shy. Pass deflected, still came to Brooke Palmer. She's in the right corner. And reset for Knox, who had to make a good catch. Grace Knox, that is, near the timeline for a cutting. Mosier in the lane from 9, off the rim, rebounded by Morgan Updegraff. Just a little bit off balance on that shot by Courtney. Here is a bounce from Weber to Schallenkamp. Turn around in the lane, and Taylor is fouled with 1:37 remaining in the half. She'll have a couple of free throws. Mosier was down there, but it's not on Courtney. It is on Brooke Palmer. That's her first and the fifth team foul on Highmore Herald. Schallenkamp made a free throw earlier, has two here, and the first is good to make it 27-19 for Highmore Herald. 1:37 remains in the first half of the second of nine games in the Girls Hanson Classic at the Corn Palace in Mitchell. Schallenkamp looks for her seventh point on the way and on the board. Highmore Herald 27, Bridgewater Emory 20. At 1:34 and a half, some pressure by Bridgewater Emory. Highmore Herald to the front court. Mosier, a pass a little high, and be able to take it away is Julia Weber. It was a difficult catch. Weber saw it, took it away. Kara Weber on the left wing for Bridgewater Emory. For Kara Meyer for Julia Weber. 1:15 and a half. Bridgewater Emory was down 15, but they've had a good run here, 10-2. Schallenkamp in the lane out front for Weber. Left lane line. Drives, left it short. Kara Meyer Schallenkamp gained the offensive rebound. And then she is fouled. Bridgewater Emory not being able to do a whole lot on the board so far today, but they do there, and they draw the second foul on Brooke Palmer and the sixth on Highmore Herald. Here is a three from the left wing that is missing by Updegraff, but Taylor Schallenkamp recovers, gives it to Julia Weber, who scores. In the lane, she has 8, 27-22. The Pirate lead for Highmore Herald down to 5. We're at 42 seconds left in this first half. A lob on the right block to Scheid. Pass Kara Meyer, uses her arm to ward her off, and then a pass couldn't be handled by Maddie Knox. It's out of bounds to Bridgewater Emory. 8 turnovers on Highmore Herald, but 6 in this second quarter, and Bridgewater Emory, with this 12-2 run, has cut what was a 15-point lead to 5. And Bridgewater Emory, maybe with the last possession of the half. Shot clock's off, 25 seconds remain. No update. It's a pass, actually, from Updegraff to Weber. Fade away, right wing from 12 feet. Weber hit it again. 8 in the quarter and 10 in the game. 27-24. Highmore Herald, who then travels with Scheid. And now Bridgewater Emory will have it back, and they can tie this with a 3. 13.8 left in the half. 27-24, Highmore Herald. What a run for Bridgewater Emory after Highmore Herald had the big run. Kara Meyer, 9 seconds. Left wing, Casey Meyer. Outside the College three-point line, 5 seconds, 4. Spin with 3. Into the lane with 1. Off the rim and missing. And the rebound tipped by Brooke Palmer, back in play as the first half comes to an end. So Highmore Herald has the halftime lead. However, Bridgewater Emory with a big run to end the half of 14-2 after the 11-0 run earlier by Highmore Herald. So we've got a good one at the half at the Hanson Classic in Mitchell at the Corn Palace. Halftime score on the Wagner Auto scoreboard. Highmore Herald 27, Bridgewater Emory 24. Wagner Auto in Pierre, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer since 1907. The CHS River Plains halftime report is coming up. We'll look at the first half numbers from this game and tell you about other basketball, including the final day of the Jones County Invitation. We'll look at all that when we return to the Corn Palace in Mitchell back in 2 minutes. This is high school basketball. See it, of course, at the KGFX page of the DRG News app and at drgnews.com, and hear it on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
The Highmore Clinic welcomes new and established patients, offering wellness and acute care for all ages, including immunizations, lab testing, telehealth, and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available. Most major insurances are accepted. Call 852-2238 for the Highmore Clinic. Good luck this season, athletes. From the Highmore Clinic, assuring access to quality health care. Heartland State Bank is locally owned and serves South Dakotans with banks in Redfield, Tulare, Wessington, and Highmore. The friendly and knowledgeable staff of Heartland State Bank are ready to assist you with personal or commercial accounts and loan services. They also offer convenient online banking. And you can count on Heartland Financial Services to help you with all of your insurance needs. Home, auto, farm, crop, all insurances. Heartland State Bank and Heartland Financial Services Incorporated. Member FDIC.
Mashick Food Center is your affiliated foods Midwest hometown grocer in Highmore. They carry the finest fresh produce, quality meats, and they also offer Wonder Roast broasted chicken and pork tenderloins. So delicious. And you still receive full carryout service just like the good old days. Mashick Food Center has Highmore Pirate clothing so you can show your school spirit. They welcome WIC and food stamps and are open 7 days a week. They're proud to help bring you this broadcast. Mashick Food Center in Highmore.
Planning for next year is right around the corner, but do you know how much nutrients your crops will need? Fall soil sampling with CHS River Plains can help you look at each field's nutrient carryover, provide you with a more accurate farm plan, and allow you to take a position on those nutrients needed when you see fit. Plus, it'll make your life easier next spring when the planters are ready to roll and you don't have to wait. Contact your local CHS River Plains agronomist today, and we'll get the pickup headed your way.
At the Corn Palace in Mitchell, we're at the half, and this is the CHS River Plains Halftime Report. And it is the 27-24 lead as the Highmore Herald Pirates are leading the Bridgewater Emory Huskies in a game that had a lot of runs in this first half. Let's look at what happened. Well, you know, Bridgewater Emory had an 11-0 run, but to end the half, a 14-2 run by Bridgewater Emory. So that's where we stand at the half at 27-24. Highmore Herald led by the 8 points of Letha Jessen, but after picking up that second foul, she sat but didn't pick up the third like Chloe Schmidt of Bridgewater Emory did. Grace Knox with six for Highmore Herald. Maddie Knox had five. Courtney Mosier had five. They each hit a three. And Emily Scheid also hit a three in the first half for the Pirates. Bridgewater Emory was led by the 10 of Julia Weber. She had eight in that second quarter. Seven for Taylor Schallenkamp. Casey Meyer had 5 points, and Morgan Updegraff had two. The rebounding advantage is just huge for Highmore Herald. It's 20-10. ...44% shooting in this first half for Highmore here, only 11 of 25. Bridgewater Emory at 45% on 10 of 22. Highmore Herald with 2 of 3 at the foul line. Bridgewater Emory was 3 for 5. 15-point lead at one point for Highmore Herald. That was at 25-10, but Bridgewater Emory made the comeback after that. And as we say, that 14-2 run to end this first half, and that has made it a 3-point difference at the half with Highmore Herald still leading Bridgewater Emory 27-24. The lead changed hands 4 times, and there were 2 ties in the first half. Well, there's other basketball today, don't forget, and in fact, it is the final day of the Jones County Invitational, the 54th Annual Boys Basketball event in Murdo at Herald Thune Auditorium. 3 games ahead today. First, Cologne will take on Kadoka Area. That is for 5th place. And the rather dynamic duel of Darren Boyle and Brian Oakland will bring that one to you. 94.5, 100.5 KPLO at around 2:15 this afternoon. There could be all sorts of mayhem with those two. But a fun day, of course. And then tonight, 2 good games. First, the 3rd place game. Stanley County struggled a little bit last night against a very good Lyman team. Just the 2nd loss of the year for the Buffs. They'll play Phillip, and then, oh boy, this championship game, and it's just what it was last year. This should be a great one. The White River Tigers and the Lyman Raiders. All that coverage begins tonight, 94.5, 100.5, KPLO at 6:15. Now, next action here on KGFX for high school sports is Peer Governor Wrestling. The Governors, who in fact the boys are here today in Mitchell at Mitchell High for the Jerry Oprich Invitational Girls here in Harrisburg, but those teams go to Brookings on Tuesday. Coverage of those, that duel 5:30 here on KGFX. Then on Thursday, another Governor Wrestling duel at Brandon Valley at 5:30. Governor Girls Basketball here on KGFX at Brandon Valley. That is Friday evening at 6:30. And Our next look at Stanley County here on KGFX is a week from today when they'll host Harriet Selby area for a varsity doubleheader at Parkview Auditorium. That's around 5:45 next Saturday. Of course, plenty of Pure Governor basketball through the week on River 92.7. Governor girls, boy, what a tough loss they suffered here last night to Mitchell. After a great comeback attempt, they'll be against Douglas and Box Elder on River 92.7 Tuesday night at 7:30. Thursday night, 6:30, the Governor boys back at home trying to stop their four-game losing streak. They'll host Douglas. And back-to-back games for the Governor boys as they'll take on Brandon Valley Friday night of the Rickside Gym at 6:30. And then next Saturday on River 92.7 starting around 9:30 in the morning. Plenty of wrestling, the East-West duel. Second half of basketball still ahead here at the Corn Palace in Mitchell as the Highmore Herald Pirates, who once led by 15, right now lead Bridgewater Emery's Huskies by 3, 27-24 on the Wagner Auto scoreboard at halftime. That's the CHS River Plains halftime report. Back in 1 minute, the second half of action from the Corn Palace in Mitchell. Glad you're with us for high school basketball. 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
At Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore, we've been building partnerships for life by treating our customers right, offering you a low-pressure sales process, no haggling over price, passing our low overhead savings on to you, providing a Ford-certified service department with four senior master technicians, fixing it right the very first time. We carry a good selection of new Fords and pre-owned, new or used ATVs, and all the top brands and trailers, including Aluma, Wilson, Sharp, PJ, and Big Tex. Stop by Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore or shop online at PioneerGarage.com.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications, 605-852-2224 or online at www.venturecom.net.
Only a couple of points for Highmore here in the past 3.5 minutes or so of that first half, and they've seen what was a 15-point lead over Bridgewater Emery cut to 3 in the second game of the Girls Hanson Classic at the Corn Palace in Mitchell. Glad you're with us. I'm David Pearl, our studio coordinator, Trinity Pearson. Don't forget, See It, brought to you by Bauman Lumber at the KGFX page of the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 1060 KGFX Pier. Rebroadcasting on K276GT. 103.1 FM, Fort Pier. Stop speeding before it stops you. Obey posted speed limits. Well, the second half about to get going here. Second half throw-in will be brought to you by Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pier. And it will be Highmore Herald with the basketball to start this second half. Bridgewater Emery back on the floor with their starting five of Casey Meyer, Taylor Schallenkamp, Julia Weber, Morgan Updegraft, and Chloe Schmidt. Mike Ring taking all of the time here to visit with his Pirates. Plenty said in the locker room, you can be sure, too. But a good Bridgewater Emery team coming up with a win over Ethan on Tuesday night to improve to 6-2 with a run near the end of the half. They're back with their starting five of Courtney Moser, Emily Scheid, Maddie Knox, Grace Knox, and Letha Jessen. Here we go with the second half of the Corn Palace, and now Bridgewater Emery defends as Highmore Herald shoots at the basket away from us. Here is a right corner three that is missing, the rebound by Morgan Updegraft, and Bridgewater Emery down a three as this second half begins with the basketball and a chance to tie it if they want to. But no, they lob inside to Schmidt instead. Drives right past Jessen and scores on the right block, and it's a one-point game. 27-26, Highmore Herald by one. This is now a 16-2 run for Bridgewater Emery. Highmore Herald breaks the press well. Down low, Grace Knox, wild shot. Missed Jessen with a follow. That was thrown over the rim, but Jessen has it again. Right wing for a Mosier. Three, she hit it. Big three by Mosier to break that drought for Highmore Herald. And now their lead is 30-26 over Bridgewater Emery. 6:58 left in the third quarter. It is Claire Schmidt, ball above her head. Left wing Julia Weber for Bridgewater Emery, shooting at the basket just below us. Schallenkamp left it to Updegraff, to Weber again, in the lane, left lane line. Overshied, missed the shot, rebounded by Maddie Knox. Shot missed for about 8 feet. Knox and Highmore Herald into the front court with Maddie on right wing. Schallenkamp to guard her, crosses to the left side, stopped her dribble now, handed left of the foul line to Jessen, who walked, and Letha commits the 10th turnover on Highmore Herald. Richwater Emery with it back, just over a minute and a half gone in this third quarter. Bauman Lumber with our player of the game and our post game after this action on this Saturday morning here on KGFX. Updegraff, handed to Casey Meyer, a three just right of the circle is good, and it's a one-point game. Casey Meyer's second three this morning. She has 8. 30-29, Highmore Herald by one. Pass deflected by Weber, but still came to shot. Bridgewater Emery has not led since the first few minutes of the first quarter. They're only down one now. Highmore Herald basketball with a left-wing jumper from 18. That is missing by Grace Knox. Casey Meyer with a rebound. Bridgewater Emery looks for the lead. Just over 2 minutes gone in the third. Scoop drive by Casey Meyer. Missed her own rebound, though. Right wing three. Good. Morgan Updegraff gives Highmore. Bridgewater Emery the lead over Highmore Herald. They've come back. 32-30. 5:22 left in the third quarter. And now a double dribble is called on Maddie Knox of Highmore Herald. The basketball right back to Bridgewater Emery. Brooke Palmer comes in for Emily Scheid for Highmore Herald. 17-5 is the run for Bridgewater Emery. They've regained the lead. Fifth lead change of this game. Pretty good comeback by the Huskies. And with 5:10 left in the third, we've got a good one in the girls' Hanson Classic. Oh, bounce Weber. Oh, that was way short of for whomever she was intending it. And it's picked up by Brooke Palmer. Highmore Herald now down a bucket. 4:57 in the third. Offense spread out. Makes the Husky defense spread out too. Into the left corner. Not ready for the pass. And dropping it is Grace Knox. It's out of bounds. Highmore Herald turns it over for the 11th time. Kara Meyer in for Taylor Schallenkamp for Bridgewater Emery. Kara Meyer, Grace Schmidt, Casey Meyer, Morgan Updegraff, and Julia Weber, the five on the floor for Bridgewater Emery, who leads two at 32-30, 4:37 in the third. Lob down, low Schmidt. Good pass from Updegraff. Left block lay in. Schmidt's second bucket. They've both been in this third quarter. 34-30, Bridgewater Emery. Pass down floor, knocked out of bounds by BE's Julia Weber. Highmore Herald will inbound again. About quarter court right wing, but the drought continues, although the 1-3 for Mosier in this third quarter, but Pirates now down four. Turnaround in the lane from Jessen is good, taking the feed from Grace Knox. Letha's first two and a half, 10 for her in the game, 34-32 for Bridgewater Emery, 4:10 in the third quarter. Julia Weber for Claire Schmidt up top. Aqua sneakers to the pink sneakered Casey Meyer. Updegraff, left wing for Kara Meyer. Left baseline drive, trying to cut it off as Mosier, knocked out of bounds by Letha Jessen of Highmore Herald. Bridgewater Emery will keep it to the bucket below us. Just 9 on their shot clock now. Schmidt is out and Taylor Schallenkamp back in for Bridgewater Emery. Morgan Updegraff for the Huskies will rebound left baseline, just down to our left. And the bounce, open was Schallenkamp. Couldn't handle the pass, now does. Hands it to Meyer. Casey's left wing three is off the rim. Long rebound out to Grace Knox. And Highmore Herald down two in the midway part of the third quarter. 3:35 left, in fact. Grace Knox, right wing, covering her all the way as Weber uses a Jessen pick that may have been moving. They didn't call it, though. Left wing, here comes a three off the rim by Mosier. Taking it inside, however, and handing it back to Mosier is Jessen. And Mosier's able to follow and score. And a tie game at 34, third tie. 3:12 in the third. Mosier now has 10 points. Updegraff for Bridgewater Emery, tightly guarded by Maddie Knox. Handing it to Schallenkamp. for Kara Meyer on right wing. Body hit the floor. Right wing, here comes a three. It's off the rim by Updegraff. Battle for that loose ball. Who's going to take it? No one does. Oh, it went off Jessen, and it's out of bounds. So keeping it will be Bridgewater Emery, and Claire Schmidt's back in after a little bit of a rest. Morgan Updegraff comes out of the lineup for head coach Jesse Edernes. Left wing, a three just below us. Weber hit it. Julia Weber with her first three. She's now up to 13. Fourth made three for Bridgewater Emery. They have the lead again at 37-34. Mosier in some trouble at the ball. Taken away by Schallenkamp. Another Highmore Herald turnover. And Bridgewater Emery with Weber in the left corner. For Schmidt on the arc on left wing. 18-footer is off the rim, but a rebound by Schallenkamp, and she's fouled by Knox, an offensive four. They're starting to do better with the rebounding in this second half. And in this big run, a lot of offensive boards lately for Bridgewater Emery. Graces Knox second foul. That's the first team foul on either team in the second half. Schallenkamp with the first free throw misses here. She'd made her first three. So it remains 37-34. Bridgewater Emery, 2:26 left in the third quarter here at the Corn Palace in Mitchell. Schallenkamp will shoot one more. This one off the back rim. Letha Jessen brings the rebound down for Highmore Herald. Down a three. Courtney Mosier. Ball's lost a dribble now. Now Grace Knox on the left wing. Knocked down but came in the corner to Palmer. Brooke with a bounce to Jessen. Double team awaits her. And lost it out of bounds. The defense forced Jessen to drop it. 13th Highmore Herald turnover. Updegraff in for Schmidt for Bridgewater Emery. Well, Highmore Herald took such good care of the ball in the first quarter. Only two turnovers. They've had 11 since then. Julia Weber for Bridgewater Emery. Just below us, just under 2 minutes left in the third. 37-34, Bridgewater Emery with the lead and the ball. Left wing Weber, open three from behind the college line. She hit it. In fact, I think it would be a WNBA three. Weber's second three of the quarter. 6-point lead for Bridgewater Emery at 40-34, their longest of the day. Right wing, it is Jessen for the left side for an 18-footer that's off the rim by Grace Knox and rebounded by Updegraff. And now the shots just are not falling for Highmore Herald. And a drive inside comes to Casey Meyer for a layup. And you may have heard Mike Ring want an Actegra timeout. He'll take it, a full timeout, and we will take 30 here. This Actegra timeout, acres ahead, can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Actegra cooperative today. Bridgewater Emery with a huge run. Now their lead is 8 over Highmore Herald at 42-34 with 1:22 left in the third quarter. More for you in 30 seconds from Mitchell on 1060-103.1 KGFX.
Good luck to all the Highmore Herald teams from the Highmore Herald, which has been serving the Highmore Herald area, distributing the local newspaper each week for over 139 years. The Herald offers all types of commercial printing, black and white or color copy, and fax service. They can order wedding and party supplies. They're the local distributor for Watkins Products and the local Buell's Laundry drop-off location. See them for stadium chairs and support the local team in style and comfort. They also invite you to check out home events on Venture Channel 381. That's the Highmore Herald newspaper in Highmore.
In this run of about 10 or 11 minutes of game time, it is now a 32-9 run for Bridgewater Emery. And Mike Ring around his team said, let's go, ladies. Let's pick it back up again. They once led by 15 Highmore Herald. Now they are down by 8. 42-34 for Bridgewater Emery. 1:22 remains third quarter at the Corn Palace in Mitchell. They face some Bridgewater Emery pressure, does Highmore Herald. Still in the backcourt. They've got 3 seconds to bring it across, and Brooke Palmer does. Down to 1:10 in the third quarter. Palmer hands it to Maddie Knox. From where will the offense come? It's come from a couple of buckets by Mosier, one by Jessen in this third quarter. Left wing, the jumper is off the rim by Grace Knox, and a battle for that rebound ends in a dual possession, and that gives it to Bridgewater Emery. Shooting now at 41% for Highmore Herald. Bridgewater Emery's up to 52%. 48 seconds left in the third quarter. Weber for Casey Meyer, who has 10. Weber leading all scorers with 16 points. She uses a screen by Updegraff. Hands in the right block to Schauenkamp. She's fouled by Grace Knox. On the right block, that's the third on Grace. That's the second team foul on Highmore Herald. And Schauenkamp makes another trip to the line. She made her first three. She's missed her last two, but she'll try to make this a double-digit lead for Bridgewater Emory. What a game of runs this has been. The first is good. 43-34. Bridgewater Emory now by 9 at 35.7 to go in the third quarter. One more for Schauenkamp off the rim. And Grace Knox grabs that rebound for Highmore Herald. Do they have a run left in them? Grace Knox into the lane, running a one-hander off the rim, but drew the foul. Good move by Grace. She'll earn free throws. Just took it to the hole and drew the foul on Schauenkamp. Taylor's first. That's the first foul of this second half on Bridgewater Emory. Grace Knox with the first of two free throws, and she hit it, and that's just about automatic. For the season, she is now 25 of 29, 86%. Yep, she hit them both. You can about put it down. 43-36 for Bridgewater Emory. 24 seconds left in the third. Kara Meyer, lob for Weber. Down floor for Updegraff, counted with a foul on the right block. Three quick passes led to the Updegraff layup and foul, and this is on Courtney Mosier, and that is her first. Team foul number three, but Updegraff now has 7 after that big game the other night and completes the three-point play with a free throw, 46-36. Now the Bridgewater Emory lead is at 10. A 25-point turnaround after they were down 15. 10 seconds left in the third. Jessen on a high post, ball above her head. No one her to get going, you know. Knox, turnaround for Mosier, left of the lane at the buzzer. It's good. Courtney Mosier at a 7-point third quarter, 7 of the 11 for Highmore Herald, but it still leaves the Pirates down 8 through 3 on the Wagner Auto scoreboard at the Corn Palace in Mitchell with the Hanson Classic. Bridgewater Emory, 46. Highmore Herald, 38. Wagner Auto and Pier, the one place to go for your next new or new-to-you car. Back in 30 seconds with the fourth quarter here in Mitchell on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
The Highmore Clinic welcomes new and established patients, offering wellness and acute care for all ages, including immunizations, lab testing, telehealth, and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available. Most major insurances are accepted. Call 852-2238 for the Highmore Clinic. Good luck this season, athletes. From the Highmore Clinic, assuring access to quality health care.
Bridgewater Emory outscored Highmore Herald in the third quarter, 22-11, in large part because the Huskies were 8 of 12 from the floor, and they've improved to 53% for the game. Highmore Herald is at 43% shooting. Still a rebounding advantage for Highmore Herald of 27-17. But what a turnaround after Bridgewater Emory trailed in the first half by 15. Highmore Herald's basketball to start the fourth quarter, 46-38. Bridgewater Emory in the lead. Pass in from Palmer to Jessen for the Red Clad Pirates, shooting at the basket away from us. You can watch it, you know, at the KGFX page of the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. Mosier downloaded Jessen, but Schmidt got a hand on that. Letha, her own rebound, but missed it. Kara Meyer, the rebound for Bridgewater Emory. Two good chances there, and neither fell. Bridgewater Emory with a 10-point lead now. Kara Meyer using a Schmidt screen. Moves left wing outside the arc. Far left wing to Casey Meyer. 35 seconds gone in the fourth quarter. Casey with a Kara Meyer screen. Finds Kara. Tries to whip a pass down. Low, good interception there. Brooke Palmer made sure that Schmidt didn't receive it. Highmore Herald basketball. They need some buckets. Maddie Knox with it above her head. Left of a... the top of the key. Now into the right corner for a Palmer pass to Knox. Grace Knox, turnaround. That misses. And Maddie Knox comes up with the offensive rebound. And a second opportunity here for Highmore Herald for a drive inside that leads to a foul. Jessen, that's going to be more of what they need, especially if this, from their point of view, is the fourth foul on Schmidt. Nope, it's on Taylor Schellenkamp. And it's your second. Schmidt was there. But Schellenkamp draws the foul. Now, Maddie knocks at the foul line, hits the first of two free throws to make it 46-39, Bridgewater Emory. Casey Meyer out, Julia Weber, who's leading this game in scoring with 16, back in. Maddie Knox is now 9 of 14 at the line this year, make it 10 of 15 as she hit them both. She's up to 7. 46-40 for Bridgewater Emory. 6:45 left in the fourth quarter in Mitchell at the Corn Palace. Claire Schmidt for BE up top. It's Schellenkamp. Left wing for Weber. For Schmidt again, Jessen guards her. And Schmidt open, just takes a two with a foot in the arc and hit it. From 19 feet and 2 inches, just inside that arc. But Schmidt hit the jumper. 6 points for her all in the half. 48-40 Bridgewater Emory. 6:18 remaining. Palmer, left wing, Maddie Knox, turn around. Left lane line, Jessen. Left it short, however. Rebound, Kara Meyer. The shot from about 7 feet, left too short. Weber with a lob for Schmidt. Left block, back to Weber. Three-pointer just below us. Left corner, she's good. Julia Weber's third three and a half. She has 19 in Bridgewater Emory by 11, now at 51-40. 5:50 left. They have been not able to contain Julia Weber, but she is their leading scorer, and she is showing why today. Left wing, the jumper by Grace Knox is short, but Letha Jessen follows and scores. And now Mike Ring, once an Integra timeout, the Highmore Herald head coach. They've cut the Bridgewater Emory lead to 9 at 51-42. 5:39 left. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. We'll take 30 here, then come back to the Corn Palace on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
Don't miss the 5th annual production sale of CK Cattle and Wager Cattle Company Saturday, February 12th at 3 p.m. at the CK Cattle Sale Facility in Highmore. Selling 90 Sim and Sim Angus bulls along with bred heifers. High quality, functional cattle that will work in any situation asked of them. Complete performance and ultrasound data available on the bulls. Check out ckeffling.com or call Chris Effling at 605-769-0142. The sale will be broadcast on DV Auction.
A quarter and a half that was good for Highmore Herald, but then the run by Bridgewater Emory, then the turnovers came, and Bridgewater Emory built their lead to as much as 11, and it's 9 right now, 51-42. Two timeouts left for Mike Ring of Highmore Herald to use. Still 4 remaining for Bridgewater Emory head coach Jesse Yetternis. Highmore Herald back on the floor with these five. Courtney Mosier, Maddie Knox, Brooke Palmer, Grace Knox, and Letha Jessen. The five for Bridgewater Emory, Casey Meyer, Julia Weber, along with Morgan Uppercraft, Chloe Schmidt, and Taylor Schellenkamp. Officials wanting to make sure something is straight at the scorer's table. Mike Ring is just trying to make sure of how many timeouts he has left. I believe the scoreboard says one, and I believe that's right. Mike Ring, however, is over to a couple of the officials. Bob Kretlow's over there, the veteran official. And they're going to make sure of this. Mike's got to know how many timeouts he has remaining. Now Jesse Yetternis is over to say, hey, what's going on over here? Like, what are we talking about? And Mike Ring isn't happy about it because the official just said, hey, Mike, you've only got one. So while this little discussion continues, we'll remind you again that the 54th annual Jones County Invitational Boys Basketball Tournament concludes today with action on 94.5, 100.5 KPLO. Fifth place, Kadoka area, Cologne 215. Then it's 6:15, first the third place game this evening with Stanley County. The Buffaloes will be in action as they will take on Phillip. And then it's White River Lyman, the rematch of last year's title game. All right. And now they've got it straight because they had it wrong on the scoreboard for a bit. We'll explain. Schmidt with a left baseline block, drive first, misses, and a dual possession on the rebound will keep it with Bridgewater Emory. Yeah, they had it wrong on the board. Mike Ring was sure he still had a couple of timeouts left, and he does. It's three left, actually, for Bridgewater Emory. So that's what they were trying to clarify. They finally did, and now they have it right. Ball was knocked out of bounds by Highmore Harold. Schmidt just below us, left baseline. Will put it in bounds. Took the return fee from Weber. Back out front to Casey Meyer. 5:20 left. Bridgewater Emory with the ball and a 9-point lead at 51-42. With a Schmidt screen at Schallenkamp. Now a lob to Meyer inside. A little bumping with Jessen. Shot missed. Schmidt tried to gain it. Then Schallenkamp stepped out of bounds trying to gain that rebound. Schmidt handed it and to Schallenkamp, but Taylor was standing on the baseline, so that's a turnover, and it's Highmore Herald ball, and again, an opportunity for which the Pirates need to take advantage. Down to 5 minutes left, they're down 9 at 51-42. Jessen sets a screen for Maddie Knox. Right wing for Courtney Mosier outside the arc. Jessen playing on a high post. Right wing. Hand off here to Grace Knox. 17 to shoot for Highmore Herald. 4:45 left in the game. It is Grace Knox handing off to Maddie Knox, and her 19-footer is missing, and it's not being able hanging on to it. Meyer, it's out of bounds. It'll stay with Highmore Harold. Hara Meyer comes back in for Taylor Schallenkamp for Bridgewater Emory. The inbound to Grace Knox, to Palmer, to Maddie Knox. Down low, turnaround, left block by Jessen. Didn't stay down. Rebound to Julia Weber. Good defense there, too, by Claire Schmidt. Now down to 36% shooting in this game for Highmore Herald. Schmidt with a lob right wing from Casey Meyer. Now back out front. It is Schmidt for a two. She's good. She hit another outside jumper. 8 points for Claire all in the half. And again, an 11-point lead for Bridgewater Emory. Matches their longest, 53-42. Now down to 4:03 left in the fourth quarter. And the time's now for Highmore Herald. If they want to make a run, it probably will have to start about now. Jessen ball above her head, top of the key. Right wing, jumper by Knox is missing. The rebound came down to Julia Weber. And Bridgewater Emory trying to really take control of this game now. Leading by 11 with 3:40 left. Kiramayer down low to Schmidt. Turnaround, left-handed hook. Baker is good. Chloe Schmidt with a really nifty move there. She has a 10-point half and a 10-point game. 55-42 for Bridgewater Emory, 3:25 left. You got to have good footwork to make that hook shot work, and she does. Left wing, Jessen wants a three, missing. On it's rebounded by Updegraft, and it's the shots have just stopped falling now for Highmore Herald. And Casey Myers into the front court, and with hands on hips, Mike Ring probably can't quite believe what's happened to his team in this second half, and really since the middle of the second quarter. Schmidt, there she is up top again, standing outside the arc, took it from Weber. Right wing for Casey Meyer, guarded by Mosier. Kara Meyer with a lob in the lane. Now for a left wing Schmidt three. She hit it! Chloe Schmidt showing she can shoot from the outside, this time for three, 13 all in this half. 16-point lead for Bridgewater Emory at 58-42, 2:33 left. It's looking dire for Highmore Herald now. Fade away by Jessen misses. And Updegraft with the rebound. A 31-point turnaround after Highmore Herald once led by 15. They're now down by 16. 2:16 left. Kara Meyer lobbed it to Claire Schmidt, and Bridgewater Emory can eat some time. Down low, right block, up to Graf Banker, good with a foul. 10 for up to Graf, the fourth Husky in double figures, second foul on Courtney Mosier. The lead is 18 for Bridgewater Emory at 60-42. With only 2:11 left, the free throw missed, and it's rebounded by Grace Knox, but the cause may be lost on this Saturday morning now for Highmore Herald. Only 2 minutes left. Lob for Jessen, and head coach Mike Ring wants his next-to-last timeout as nothing was being said on offense. It's an Actegra timeout with a minute 59 remaining, but Bridgewater Emery's in control, leading Highmore Herald 60-42 acres ahead. To maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start, contact your local Actegra cooperative today. The finish of this one from the Corn Palace in Mitchell in 30 seconds on 1060-103.1 KGFX.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Krista at Krista Volkwartzen Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Well, credit Bridgewater Emery. They have shot the ball so much better in the second half. But, boy, their latest run is 9 in a row. But they have outscored Highmore Herald 50-17 since they were down 15. They're now up 18. Bridgewater Emery 60-42 with a minute 59 left. Bridgewater Emery, get this, is shooting 70% in the second half of this game, and they're up to 57%. Entry pass intended for Grace Knox is knocked out of bounds by Schallenkamp for Bridgewater Emery. Highmore Herald with it with 18 still to shoot, only a minute 53 remaining. On the right side for Palmer, down to 15 on the shot clock. Stops in the lane, deflected. Came for a left wing three. That is short by Mosier. Battle for the loose ball on the floor. Ends up with Jessen diving for it. It does end in a dual possession. And Highmore Herald will keep it. The 281 tournament, the first round of it, was postponed yesterday. That's going to be played actually on Monday. And now Courtney Mosier is called for a backcourt violation. After the pass came up to her, she did not handle it, and then the turnover. Highmore Herald will play Wessington Springs in the final game of the day on Monday. Well, Wendy Sherwood has just come into the game. Kendall Cermak has come in. Emily Scheid back in. Bench empty two for Bridgewater Emery. Kennedy Roskins, Oakley Weber, Macy Weber into the game. Hayden Hofer, who has the basketball now, as this one's basically over with a minute 35 left. Bridgewater Emery is going to improve to 7-2. Here is a pass on the inside. The turnaround is missing here by Macy Weber, and Kendall Cermak has the rebound for Highmore Herald. Well, what an excellent second half for a good Bridgewater Emery team, and they turn this one in their favor. And Highmore Herald saw it really fall apart. Here is a three that is left short here by Wendy Sherwood. And Oakley Weber is into the front court now for Bridgewater Emery with 1 minute remaining in this one. Our Bauman Lumber player of the game coming up in our post game. So please stay here with us. Hayden Hofer makes it for Macy Weber, 51 seconds to play. Kennedy Roskins up top for Oakley Weber, down to 6 on the shot clock. And a pass is taken away. Kendall Cermak with the steal and into the front court for Highmore Herald with 35 seconds to play. JVers are in for the finish of this one. Brooke Palmer looking for someone open. Now here comes a three, and it's good. It's Reagan Westcott with the three. Fifth made three of the game for Highmore Herald. 60-45, Bridgewater Emery. But the Huskies don't have to do anything else, but with the JVers in, I'm sure they'll run a play. 13 seconds to play. Schallenkamp is back in there and still in there with Macy Weber taking the pass from her now for Oakley Weber. For Schallenkamp, but down the 4 seconds left, and Jesse Edernes says, hey, let's stop it and end it and walk out of here with a win. Highmore Herald started so well today, up 15 in the first half, but what a turnaround, and Bridgewater Emery turned up their game. In fact, we can tell you now that in the second half, they shot 67%. And 56% for the game, and turn this game completely around after trailing at once by 15 points. They win it by 15. Final score on the Wagner Auto scoreboard. Bridgewater Emery 60, Highmore Herald 45. Bridgewater Emery improves to 7-2 Highmore Herald's record now 5 wins and 3 losses. Stay tuned for our post game coming up, and that'll include the naming of our Bauman Lumber player of the game. We'll just take care of that right now, in fact, because well, there are plenty of candidates, but an excellent player did the job for Bridgewater Emery. We'll name our player of the game after this from Bauman Lumber 30 seconds from now here on KGFX.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sail Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
Four players were in double figures for Bridgewater Emery, but the big shots kept falling. I wish I had two to give, because Chloe Schmidt certainly deserves one too, but Julia Weber, for her play throughout the game for Bridgewater Emery, earns our Bauman Lumber player of the game. Jessen and Mosier did the job, but a Highmore Herald team that saw Bridgewater Emery come back in the second half. Again, next for the Pirates is the first round of the delayed 281 tournament. They were supposed to have started it yesterday, but instead they'll start it in Wolsey with 4 games tomorrow, or Monday, I should say, and it'll be Highmore Herald and Westington Springs in the final game of that action on Monday after Wolsey Westington plays Sunshine Bible Academy, James Valley Christian, and Hitchcock Tulare, and then Sanborn Central Woonsocket will be in action after that against Iroquois Dolan. But for Highmore Herald, you know, they will want things to be a little better than they were in this second half today. Still, 7 more games, a basketball fan's delight here. Hanson, speaking of Wolsey Westington, they're on the floor and ready to play Hanson. Next winners here a little later. St. Thomas More will play here later, too. One more reminder that's still to come this afternoon and evening, 94.5, 100.5 KPLL, final day of the Jones County Invitational. Brian Oakland and Darren Boyle. What a duo that is. Fifth place game, they'll have it for you, Coloma and Kadoka area at around 2:15. And then starting at around 6:15, first it's the third place game with the Stanley County Buffaloes taking on the Phillip Scotties. They've already beaten Phillip this year, and then what should be a humdinger of a title game with White River and Lyman. Next action here on KGFX is Peer Governor Wrestling from Brookings on Tuesday, 5:30 airtime. Brian will be there for those duels. Hey, wanted to let you know that South Dakota's Office of Highway Safety reminds you to think twice and slow down in case of ice. Be careful with your traveling. Still should be better today with the sunshine around, but still watch out for those slick spots every now and then on the road. High school basketball on 1060 103.1 KGFX, brought to you by CK Cattle and Wager Cattle Company, Mashick Food Center, Jan Bussey Ford, the Highmore Clinic, Heartland State Bank and Heartland Financial Services, the Highmore Herald, Crystal Wolfertson, your American Family Insurance Agent, Highmore Health, and Venture Communications. And these in-game sponsors help bring you high school basketball on KGFX, Becky Potsdam State Farm Insurance, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Montana Dakota Utilities, also, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Lynn's Dakota Martin Fort Pierre, Actegra, CHS River Plains, Bauman Lumber, and Wagner Auto. Thanks to the good folks here running the Hanson Classic. Thanks also to Doug Greenway, the director of the Corn Palace, for his help this week. Good folks over here in Mitchell. And thanks also to another good person, our studio coordinator, Trinity Pearson. I'm David Burrell. Great start for Highmore Herald, not the finish. They won it up once by 15. They fall by 15 today in the Hanson Classic. Final score one more time on the Wagner Auto scoreboard. Bridgewater Emery 60, Highmore Herald 45. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Good afternoon from Mitchell.